Hi, so this is Marcus of the Berlin Project, and I'm here at the Coffee Corner on Kottbusserdamm in Berlin, and I'm talking to Enrico, who owns and runs this shop. Now, where were you when the wall came down?
It was in Italy. I remember it was in Italy for sure.
So you've come to Berlin relatively recently?
Yes, exactly. I just started adding the shop in May this year. I lived in Leipzig for a few years, 10 years and more, 12 years. So I know East Germany, if this can mean help explain my point of view. Yeah.
And what's your sense of Germans and how they relate to this history?
Well, I see that they talk a lot about the wall, the falling down and so on. So I suppose they're pretty interested, even if I can't speak about, I speak for the West Germans that maybe are not at all actually that much affected, were not that much affected about what happened at that time. But yeah, I suppose they are contrasted into different meanings, you know. People that is very, very, was very, very touched because of the family living on the other side of the wall, and other people that didn't really care because it was like me. I was a Westerner, and the wall fell down, but it was something that really didn't mean much to me.
So you think there was a collision, perhaps, that was more affected more the people in the East?
Yes, I would say so. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, people was very touched with because they felt free. It was a sense of freedom. I can say now, actually, I feel sort of being sad that the socialist world couldn't go that far. Couldn't be actually working farther, so because it was a good idea. We were talking about that with a German guy just yesterday, and it's all the same. So it's a bit of a disappointment also that this may be being related to the story.
So this anniversary that's going to happen on Monday, how does that how does that fit into your kind of? In some ways, it's a disappointment because it's a commemoration of something which perhaps you feel shouldn't have ended.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can't say.
Is it a big deal, though? This.
Well, it should be. Now that I live in Germany, I should feel. I should consider that much more deeply than it was before, and that I can't say actually is a feast for me. I cannot say this will be the thing that should have happened. Only, I mean, it could also happen that the world, the divided world, would have gone farther. And this had anyhow a social meaning to me, and this, as I told you, is something being not a feast only. It's something you should reconsider. You know.
Thanks very much, Enrico.
You're welcome.